There's something else I'd like to tell you about with regards to the programming for this week. I plan to start a new feature, add a new feature to the program based on, really and truly, something that was taking place in class recently. It has to do with resiliency. And something that our professor was doing, I thought was just such a rich experience, a rich way to help us live through life, even though it's becoming more and more drama-filled. And as I looked at how we can just be encouraged from day to day, week to week, month to month even, to develop a lifestyle of being resilient, I thought, you know, this is something that can really, really benefit us. And so I'm planning to add, we'll be adding, a new feature. Once a week, I'm going to bring to you a note on resilience. And of course, resilience just has to do with being able to bounce back emotionally, mentally, spiritually, etc. When life deals us a blow that may throw us for a loop, maybe knock us to our knees. You know, the Apostle Paul talked about how he was knocked down, but, you know, he just wasn't crushed. Yeah, so we take some hits now. In the real world, we all take some hits. And we need to be able to bounce back when we take a hit. And so I'm going to try to do this in such a way that we can just kind of make this part of our weekly diet, if you will, part of our weekly activity to grasp a principle of building resilience into our lives so that we can get to the point where we're bouncing back more quickly and maybe even bouncing back in such a way that we don't bounce back 1 minute just to find ourselves dragging ourselves back down the next minute. As we begin to look back on what just happened and how sad it made us, how hurt we were and all of that, we're going to be focusing on bouncing back. And so most weeks I will feature a note on resilience as at the end of the last segment on Wednesdays. But I say most of the time because if I have a guest who will be with me the latter part of that Wednesday, those last segments, whether that means they're with me the entire 4 seconds, segments or the last 2 segments or only the 4th segment. If I have a guest who is with me that 4th segment, then I won't feature, you know, they're with me that Wednesday. I won't feature it at the end of Wednesday. Now, I'm flexible, so we can flex this any number of ways. I may end up sharing that note on resilience at the beginning, the 1st segment on Wednesday, depending on if I have a guest scheduled and what time I'm scheduled to speak with him or her. I may end up rotating it to a different day altogether. My first choice is on Friday, Power Friday. But again, that will depend on whether or not I have a guest, because I'm definitely going to want to let our guests' main ideas be the idea that we leave with for that day rather than a note on resilience. So again, I'm planning to do it on Wednesdays, but we'll be flexible with that because I'm also thinking about the fact that, you know, we just have a lot going on, but just know that we will be sharing a note on resilience each week. And one other thing about that, I plan to alternate the source from which it will come, from which that note, that motivational note on resilience will come. I want to take a principle from the Bible 1 week, the next week, just bring it from a non-religious perspective. The week after that, back to a biblical passage that illustrates resiliency in motion or what can help provide resiliency, what can help enhance resiliency. The week after that, a note on resiliency that does not come from a biblical passage. And just keep alternating it like that. So that's the plan. So I want you to be listening out for that. We are definitely working in an innovative way, too, to build us all up as individuals, as family, as community. So be listening out. All right. Now, here we go. We're looking some more at living with MS. And I mentioned that one of the things that's important is that we move our bodies. So this is what the experts point out. Just 30 minutes of moderate physical activity, like walking or swimming twice a week, can reduce fatigue and depression among people who have MS, according to results from a study that was published in the journal Health Quality of Life Outcomes. Researchers in Australia concluded that from studying 121 people with MS, comparing those who exercised with those who did not exercise. And of course, you don't have to stop at 60 minutes a week. You know, you're talking 30 minutes twice a week. That's only 60 minutes total. Exercise as you're able. Aerobic activity that gets your heart pumping is good when it's done 5 days a week. Resistance training is something that maintains muscle mass, and it's been shown to benefit people with MS. Aim for twice a week, although not on consecutive days. I think that one of the things that people are discovering is that it really is important to let your body rest. So whether you work one body part, one muscle group today, and then exercise a different muscle group tomorrow, good to let your body rest. With people who have MS, it may be good to let your body, your whole body rest, period. So you exercise on Monday, rest on Tuesday, exercise Wednesday, exercise, rest on Thursday, exercise again on Friday, so forth. Dr. Renzel says that regular exercise does improve your energy levels. And she also suggests working with a physical therapist if you're not sure of the best ways to start exercising on a regular basis. So you're eating well and you're exercising well. Those are just two of the steps that you can take to help you live well, even though you have MS. We'll be talking about this some more next Monday. As I said, at least the next two Mondays, probably more. We're going to, in fact, almost certainly more than these next two Mondays. We're going to be focusing on MS, and it's going to be all about motivating you. We want you to know that you can take steps to improve your quality of life. Great way for you to let some of life's best moments come to you so that as you feel better, you can let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.